Speaking of brevity that packs a punch, there's a new book out that is called Not Quite What I Was Planning, Six-Word Memoirs by Famous and Obscure Writers. It's from the editors of Smith Magazine, and it is exactly what it says it is, a collection of memoirs, each just 6 words long.
The idea stems from a literary legend. We don't know if it's true, but as the story goes, Papa Hemingway once was asked to write a story in 6 words. His response: for sale, baby shoes never worn.
That's
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
At least as good as a farewell to arms. So the editors of Smith Magazine passed along the challenge, and they got some interesting 6-word memoirs. Bob Redman wrote, "Being a monk stunk, better gay." Ariel Kaminer wrote, "Shy Jersey kid, overcompensating ever since."
Good one.
Now, most of them sound like some sort of cross between a haiku and maybe a personal ad.
The great Amy Mann has one in here. She says, "Couldn't cope, so I wrote songs. Some of them are funny, some of them are pretty poignant. There's one in here that says, was father, boys died, still sad." Ay, ay, ay. That's from Ronald Zalewski.
So we here at the Bryant Park Project decided to put the challenge to ourselves and write our own 6-word memoirs. You only got about 10 minutes to do it. I haven't read anybody else's, honestly. I haven't. But they asked me for one. I came with one. I wrote, "Public jobs, private person, balance."
Very nice. I went in a slightly different direction.
Oh my gosh, I see it now.
Sex all night, tired all day.
Wowie zowie. All right. At least one of us is private. Newscaster Rachel Martin has a good one. She wrote, "Wanted to sing, ended up talking."
That's a good one.
Senior producer Matt Martinez. I really didn't read these before. "Always feeling gassy, too much stress." Is that what the problem is? I didn't know.
We opened this up on the Twitter feed. Rob Petrob's memoir says, "Born an outsider, lived an outsider."
Wow. Nice. That sounds like the title of a really interesting novel. Rob, please write it. We have a whole lot more. We'll post all of the BPP staff's 6-word memoirs. We'll give you a chance to write your own. Check out our blog, npr.org/BryantPark.